So yeah, and then I've got your email address is probusclubparramatta@gmail.com.
No, I
Is there a better email address for you?
yeah, it's just to explain, the club's going through a little bit of a transition out of not using much technology to using a bit more. And if you want to send anything, you can send it to me at my home email address. That okay?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I was also going to ask you, we were going to post out something as well. So I was going to see because we understand, especially the age group of Probus, but just the way you guys do meetings and things like that as well. We were thinking that it might actually be better just to post something to you as well. But we do like to have an email address on file.
Well, my personal, so to speak, email address is Semphome, so it's SEMPHOME.
Yeah.
So
Perfect.
my surname Semple,
Yep.
so it's SEM, which is the first four characters, and then home as in where I'm living.
Okay, perfect.
gmail.com.
At gmail.com. And so, and it was the first four, so it's semphome@gmail.com, is that right?
SEMPHOME
Yep,
at
perfect. I've got
gmail.com.
that right. Great. And what's your best postal address there?
If you send it to me personally, my home address is 6 Hibiscus Street, HIBISCUS.
ISCUS, that's a nice name for a street.
Street Greystanes, Greystanes. T-A-N-E-S.
STANES. Yep, beautiful. What's the postcode there?
2145.
2145. You beauty. Now, we usually send out one for each person that's involved in arranging travel and activities and day trips. How many of those did you want me to send out to you there, Jeff?
Are we talking about day two trips, such
Yes.
day trips? Or are we talking about week-long trips at the once a year, or what sort of
We're
restriction?
looking at both at the moment,
Okay.
particularly
Yes.
because we just don't know what's happening moving forward. So we're just kind of going to also gauge things depending on how travel
Yes.
restrictions go, because we understand that at the moment there's a good chance people are going to be limited to day trips for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I think we're going
Well.
to try and focus on both for a while.
Well. How do I? I'm just sort of. If you could send four,
Yeah,
please,
no worries.
because there are in the club. There's two organisers of day trips. By that I mean they work in unison together. So if
Yeah.
they've got the same publication, then they can sing off the same hymn sheet. And we've got others who sort of organise week-long trips,
Yeah.
but it just so happens I've been working, and now you've sort of come in at a time that I've been thinking about things that people are going to, our members, and we've got about 120 members, they're going to have this pent-up demand for getting out and
Getting
about.
away. No, we've been thinking the same thing. I said that to my supervisor recently. As you can imagine, in travel, they all get a little bit worried and scared about the future and everything. And I said, guys, I don't think you're really realizing that as soon as these restrictions are lifted, we're going to go from nothing to everything. So everyone is just going to want to get out and about and travel and do things, and we're just going to not know what hit us.
That's similar to my thinking, and I might be wrong or not, but I know just personally, because I haven't been getting out and about, my wife and I are not going to having lunch out and dinners out and seeing friends. My bank balance has been sort of increasing incrementally by the money not spent.
Same here. I have been thinking exactly the same thing, and that was also what led me to think exactly that, and about other people wanting to get out and about and travel again as soon as the restrictions are lifted. Because I thought everyone's also like, obviously there'll be some people that have had a financial impact from this situation, but I think there'll be quite a few people like myself that just haven't had anywhere to spend money for a while.
Well, and you're right, and I think the bus trips will start happening before the clubs are open. There might be just a couple of weeks or a few weeks between one and the other, but the first opportunity that comes along, people will sort of grasp it. Anyway, we've gone down a track. So if you could send four, please.
Yeah, beautiful. That sounds great. So I'll get them in the post. We're aiming to get them out to you guys kind of as meetings start going back, or as like closer to as restrictions start getting lifted in June or July, even if it's just so that you guys can all start talking about the things moving forward as we were just discussing and getting excited about what you can do when that's possible again. So we'll get them out to you, but thanks for your time today, and
No,
we'll talk to you again soon.
just one important thing. I've given you my personal address, but I'll give you the post office box that you can send stuff to either next year or the following year if you want to do that.
Yeah, okay, perfect. That's great. What's the PO box address again?
It's the Secretary Parramatta Provost Club,
Yep.
PO Box 5016, 5016,
Beautiful. And
Constitution Hill.
Constitution
Constitution Hill.
Hill.
And surprisingly, the same postcode, 2145.
2145, there you go. Awesome, excellent. Thank you so much for that. That's really handy. And we'll get something out to you soon, because I think, yeah, we're
Okay.
definitely on the same page, and we'll get excited about traveling again as soon as we can.
Thank you.
Awesome,
Toodaloo.
thanks. Bye.